Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi there, everybody. Today we're joined by Dan Williams, who's joining us part of our Eye Condition series of interviews. And Dan's from Visualize Training, but he's here today to talk about his eye condition. So welcome, Dan. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Pleasure.
That's okay. So would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
So my name's Daniel Williams. I'm the founder of Visualize Training and Consultancy. And I have an eye condition called retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay, so do you want to tell us about RP, Dan, or retinitis pigmentosa?
Do you want me to tell you about the history of how I was diagnosed?
That'd be great.
I was diagnosed with RP or retinitis pigmentosa at the age of 8 years old. And RP is a hereditary condition that is a gradual loss of sight loss. I was sort of the professionals picked it up from a young age because they sort of thought that I was a clumsy child and I would drop things on the floor and I wouldn't be able to find them. And it went on for about 2 or 3 years, just thinking that I was just a clumsy, stupid child. And then sort of the teacher sort of said, oh, you should go to get your eyes tested. So I went to get my eyes tested and then got referred to the hospital and they diagnosed me with retinitis pigmentosa. And my understanding of the eye condition is that it's a gradual loss of sight loss over a period of time. I currently don't have any peripheral vision, but I've got my central vision. And I struggled to see sort of detail and recognizing people's faces. And I wouldn't see if someone had sort of wrinkles or spots on their face and that sort of detail, fine detail. And it also causes me night blindness as well. So I struggle a lot more in the night than I do in the day. And obviously, I think that concept is quite difficult for people to understand sometimes because they think that you can see okay in the day, but actually in the night you can't see very well.
So how much information were you given at the time at the age of eight? How much information do you remember knowing about what your parents?
So I wasn't given much information at the age of eight. I sort of was given a pair of glasses and I was given a bit of support in school. But I wasn't really given much information on the specific eye condition. When I got to about 16, I started to research the eye condition a little bit more and trying to get my head around exactly what was happening to me, and I didn't really know what was going on until about 16 when I researched it myself.
And as a young person, did you know anyone else that had a visual impairment or RP?
No. So as a young person, I didn't know anyone else that had a visual impairment, and I think at that time in my life, it was quite a dark place I was in, and I didn't know anyone. And I was sort of coming to the age of 16, 17 when all my friends started driving and going on to get jobs, etc. And I was in a sort of a dark place thinking, what can I do? I wanted to be a police officer. I couldn't realize I couldn't do that because you had to have good vision. And I didn't know anyone else that was going through a similar experience. And I think had I known other people at that point in my life, it would have been a lot easier.
What effect did that have on you?
So from the age of 16, I then had depression. So become very depressed because I felt like, I didn't have anyone to talk to and no one really understood what I was going through. And then I was then referred to counseling, but again, I didn't find that was useful because again, it felt like the counselor didn't really understand what was happening to me. And then I went to the Royal National College for the Blind in Hereford, and that sort of opened up my world, really. And that was where my life began, as it were. So I met lots of inspirational people, and I met lots of people that were just getting on with things. And I realized that actually, just because you had a visual impairment, there was lots of things that you could do. Before that, I was focusing a lot of what I couldn't do. And I think, you know, just to see other people and meet other people in a similar situation opened up my mind and sort of was my new beginning of life, really.
That's great. So how much has your sight deteriorated, Dan, if you're comfortable talking about that?
Yeah, so my vision in the last 5 years has probably deteriorated quite dramatically. And like the consultants and stuff said, it's quite aggressive for my age, because I think a lot of people sort of lose their vision at like 40, 50 sort of thing. But I think my vision in the last 5 years has gone downhill, and in the last couple of months it's probably gone downhill again. And I'm actually awaiting a guide dog now as well, so I'm looking forward to that. I can't come quick enough.
Oh, that's great news.
So yeah.
So is that partly what made you want to work with visually impaired people, i.e. visualised training and consultancy? Did that kind of make you want to put something back and sort of help people?
Yeah, so my experience at the Royal National College for the Blind sort of made me realise that, you know, you can have as much training and, my experience there made me realise that there was a lot of people that were, I suppose, had come up against barriers or discrimination, and a lot of people didn't know what to do or didn't know how to talk to someone with a visual impairment or how to guide someone. And the reason I come up with the concept of my company was because of that reason, that people didn't know what to do, and I needed to empower people who didn't have sight loss to know what to do, how to do it, and to be confident and comfortable to talk to anyone who's blind or partially sighted. So that was the reasoning behind that.
Dan, if you don't mind me asking, what age group are you now?
So I'm 25 now.
Right, yeah, so, oh, you're still quite young, aren't you? So yeah. Make so me feel old.
Is it just yourself in visualise?
Yeah,
In the consultancy that you're doing, Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Visualise training consultancy, we work with organisations to empower staff. So we deliver visual impairment awareness training, disability equality training, and deaf equality training. And it's basically to make staff be more disability confident to employ, retain, and also empower their staff to deliver high quality customer service to blind and partially sighted people. And then we also do workplace assessments. So if you have staff that are losing their vision, or have staff that are starting work who have visual impairment, and we do workplace assessments to make sure that they get the right adjustments in place.
Fabulous. So just going back to VRP, is there any advice or any suggestions that you can make to people listening to this interview about what support there is out there for people with the eye condition?
I think the organisation that I would recommend is the RP Fighting Blindness. They're an amazing organisation, and they do regular meetups for professionals with RP. And I've been to a few of them, and they're really useful to get to know other people that have RP. And they've also got a helpline as well, so where they have people who have RP talking on the helpline to sort of help you come to terms with it. And I would say, I think with RP, you know, probably with any visual impairment, but we've all probably walked into lampposts, and I think that makes you, resilient in life. Sort of the hurdles that we have to come across and the barriers that we have to face on a regular basis, you get inner skills, really. So you get resilience, you get problem-solving skills. And I think if you're looking to go into work or, you know, that sort of thing, then use them to your advantage as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good advice.
And there's different forms of RP, aren't there? There are genetic types of RP.
So there's different types of RP, and there's lots of genetic types, but
and RP fighting blindness can give advice.
They can give advice on that sort of thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bit too medical for me.
That's all right, don't worry.
Work with you anymore.
Oh, thank you, Dan, and good luck with your guide dog.
Thank you.
I hope you have every success with I'm on my third, so my Trace is on a second. So
come and join the club.
Yeah, no, every success with that. Hope your training goes fabulously.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us and for telling us a little bit about RP and also visualised training and consultancy.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for your time.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook, by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.